Well, we're right across the street from the Grimes County Courthouse right here in Anderson. And what a beautiful courthouse it is. It's just incredible. But there is a historical marker right across the street, and it talks about Grimes County. Here's what it says. Civil War military concentration point for troops and ordnance-rich farmland. By 1861, densely populated. Favored succession by 907 to 9 vote, sent 5 cavalry, 4 infantry companies to the Confederate Army. Arms and ordnance works at Anderson produced cannon, cannonballs, guns, pistols, swords, sabers, bayonets, and gunpowder. Military telegraph lines from Houston to Marshall crossed the county. 5 men charged with treason against the Confederacy were held in 1864 in the Anderson jail under the wartime suspension of habeas corpus in constant peril of mob violence. People were relieved when these men were deported to Mexico by the military. Cotton, gold of the South, and food were produced in abundance. Cotton hauled to Mexico by local men was traded for goods vital to the Confederacy. Yet shortages occurred. For lack of paper, the Reverend George W. Baines of Anderson, great-grandfather of President Lyndon B. Johnson, suspended the Texas Baptist first state organ for that church. In 1865, the Piedmont Springs Resort Hotel, 7 miles to the west, became headquarters and hospital for Walker's division on its return from Louisiana, where it helped prevent a federal invasion of Texas. That's Grimes County, the historical marker across from the courthouse here in Anderson. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.